What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. And we got to clarify some stuff, Brian. How do you do?
Yes. What's up, brother?
Congratulations on becoming an NFL coach.
Man, you know what? I just ignore stupidity. Listen, everything that was done yesterday was said, and people like to just go where they want to go. And you know what I do with it? Let's talk about our next topic.
I think people are just excited. People love seeing you out there. I thought it was really, really cool. I was really, really happy for you. I'm also really, really happy the team knows to embrace you and the knowledge you can offer and to understand the true value of special teams and hard work, and not everybody has to be a first rounder and all those things. And I think you embody a lot of that.
Oh, I try.
And I thought it was very cool, but the amount of people I got asking me, so B-Mitch is a coach now?
Nope.
And they're like, is he off the radio? I was like, nah, man. He likes golf too much.
It was just the person that was asked to do something, and I've always offered, and I'll do it over and over again if I'm asked. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So
So I had all ears last night, and I got home, and it was like 9:30. And you know what I did, B? I don't do this very often.
What's that?
I went to bed. You know what I usually do?
Try to stay up?
No, I sit down in my chair. I fire up all three TVs. I watch. Last night would have been a good night because I could have watched hoops. I could have watched hockey, and I could have put Nats late night baseball on. And I usually pour a couple things. And I said, no, I'm going to go to bed. Damn it. And I was in bed by like 9:45. And
I didn't go to sleep that early, but I did go early.
I read a little bit. I wanted to sleep right away.
That game was garbage. I'm going to sleep.
That was the other thing. So my wife encourages me. I'm a bit of a night owl. Like, I can stay up, but she thinks it's better for my health if every once in a while I just go to sleep and don't stay up all night. B is locked into sumo wrestling on the TV.
The one guy was supposed to be
5'11". You just looked at me crazy.
No, the guy for me, one guy, they said 5'11", 325, and the other one was 5'10", 310.
That dude on the right is way over.
They don't look like the same size as me.
Nah. The dude on the right
like he's about 6'3".
Yeah, and six bills.
Yeah, yeah.
We gotta do something about these sumo wrestling outfits. Like, we got to get,
hey, bro,
that guy needs more clothing on his backside.
They've been wearing that forever. They're not changing.
You get to see a lot of that, fella.
That's a lot of thong right there, boy.
that's why Cisco started writing the song. So I did check the score, though, before I went to bed. Like, if it was a good game, I'm probably going to sit up and watch it.
I watched it till I just said, I'm done. But it was garbage,
though. Ass kicking.
Yeah, yeah. And they were demoralized.
Yeah.
Because, like, let's be real. They quit. The young guys came and started jacking up, but the starting five, those dudes quit. In their eyes, there was no fight.
B, do you know what the Timberwolves scored in the first quarter? 9 points.
Yeah, it was awful, man.
It was 26-9 at the end of the first.
See, this is what, well, yesterday when I took the Timberwolves.
They ended up losing by 30, but they only scored 9 in the first quarter.
Yeah, it was awful. I took the Timberwolves yesterday in our little, what we do, I don't know, heard it here first, because I think athletes have heart and fight. I saw none of that yesterday in the Timberwolves. I saw quit. I saw, okay, listen, their whole game plan is get the ball and try to dribble, 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 dribble. And they turn the ball over all day.
Especially against
a defensive
team like that.
Listen, man, their coach, he's not good because they have no scheme. He doesn't draw up anything. You watch the Thunder, man, they come down, pass, 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 open shot. You know, they always got hands in passing lanes and they're hampering you. They play real defense. But Minnesota? Nah, bro. I'll just say this. I always said how Anthony Edwards was his dog. He plays both sides. Dude didn't play either side yesterday. He played no D, and his offense was horrible.
Finished with 19 points in 38 minutes. Minnesota as a team, 12 of 34 from three. It was turnovers.
It was awful.
They had 21 turnovers. They got dominated in the paint. They lost on the boards. It was – that's the kind of game that lets you go to sleep early, man.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, Brian, if these odds exist, because I guess we still don't know who OKC is going to play. I sure think the Pacers are going to close the Knicks out tonight, honestly. Maybe the Knicks show up in the Garden, but I think the Pacers are getting through. I bet the Thunder are significant favorites against either team.
Yeah.
Last I saw, they were minus 650.
Damn! In the finals?
Dude, listen to me. They are playing.
To win the finals, yeah.
And this is the thing about it. When Shea went to the bench, the lead extended. That dude was Jalen, what's his last name?
They have a Williams, right?
Jalen Williams.
Yeah.
Bad. That dude could play some ball. You know, they have multiple people that play, but everybody is constantly
Chet
putting,
can play.
Yeah, bruh. Chet's a different dude. The He's skinny, but you know what? He got some game.
The
but
length they have.
All, look, they play together, and I said after that first game, discipline. They're very disciplined. And if you play against them and you don't stay true to your fundamentals and everything you're supposed to be doing, they're going to run you out the gym.
Here's a note about the Thunder roster. You ready for this, B? Mm-hmm. They have three dudes named Williams on their roster.
Mm-hmm. Minus 750 now.
Two of them are named Jalen Williams. They have two dudes named Jalen Williams. They have Jalen Williams, the starter that you were talking about, uh-huh. had 19 points last night. His name is spelled J-A-L-E-N. Then they have another dude who didn't, I don't believe he played. He played 5 minutes last night, named Jalen Williams, spelled J-A-Y-L-I-N.
Yeah.
How the hell do you think, what do you think coach says? Just calls them six and eight?
Jay.
Yo, and their numbers are kind of similar.
No. Have you watched the Jalen, J-A-L-E-N?
Yeah.
You watch him play? Coach are not going to mistake the other guy for him. Yeah. Believe me. There's no damn way. That dude can ball, dog.
And then there's Kenrick Williams. Kenrich Williams.
They got some Williams on there.
They do.
Like,
they
I
do.
Remember one time in my high school, the starting four were Williams.
Have you
four,
ever?
Four of the starting five were Williams, and the other one was, Oliver. Four was off of my street, all cousins.
That's crazy. Have you ever been on a team? You've got to be on a team with other Mitchells, right?
Yeah, Freddie.
Oh, in Philly, right.
Yeah.
I bet there was one Alpha
Collis
Mitchell.
And Collis Nestor.
But
nobody ever mistaken them for me.
What I think a lot of people don't know is that most people in the NFL just called you Mitch. There wasn't a lot of B Mitch. I feel like
a lot of them call me B Mitch.
But I feel like a lot of like coaches, players refer to you as Mitch. Is that accurate or no? Was
nah,
it split?
Most people call me B Mitch.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, every once in a while you get some of the older dudes, they just say Mitch.
What did people call Freddie? Alligator arms?
B-Mitch, is that your cousin? Nope.
Now, the hockey was good last night. I don't know how many people are still locked in. The Panthers won that game, and it was tied late. I know it was tied 3-3, I think, in the third, and then the Panthers, I think they got a late empty netter, but the Florida Panthers, man, is...
They're wagging right now.
Dude, they're in their third straight Stanley Cup final.
That would be defined as a wagon.
Now, 2 years ago they lost. Last year they won. I assume Edmonton-Dallas is tonight, so the Oilers have a chance to...
One of those is going to like their second or whatever, isn't it?
What's that?
Championship. I think it'll be Dallas, right?
No, it'd be Edmonton.
Edmonton, okay.
Edmonton, if you remember, Edmonton and it was the Oilers-Panthers last year in the Stanley Cup Finals. Florida got up 3-0. Then Edmonton won three in a row, went to a game seven. It was a pretty cool game. Remember, we went with AD and watched it in Bethesda.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm here for an Oilers-Panthers rematch. I will definitely watch that. McDavid is just electric. If that game's on tonight, I will watch some of that. And I wanted to make sure we mention this. The Nats last night kicked the Mariners' ass. Now, these games are coming on late because they're playing in Seattle.
Kind of hard to stay up that long.
9-0 Nats.
Mm-hmm.
James Wood hit another one.
Y'all.
And the kid they just called up, Hassel, hit one last night. So, you know, for all the concern about the farm system, I don't know, they just called this kid up. And there's saying he's a good player,
well,
and he went yard last night. I think I don't know what's up with the Nats. They're 5 games under .500. I think if you're putting them in the same category as the Colorado Rockies, you're doing us all a disservice.
Nah, that's wrong. That's wrong. They're not that. They're not like that. Rockies are horrible.
Right. They've won. I believe they're still at 9 wins on the season, and they've played 50 games. The Rockets are 9-47. They've almost played 60 games. So let's non-believers, you can check the stats. They're 9-47.
9-47, not that good.
No. Last year, I think the White Sox set a new record for badness, for lack of a better word, in Major League Baseball. And I think the Rockies are on pace to shatter it. So good luck with all that. Nats are on again tonight late. I think they're it's a West Coast roadie. So they have Seattle again tonight. Then they're in Phoenix the next three. Then they go to Chicago. I mean, they're on the road. Oh, no, they're back home. Those will be fun series. Next week, you get the Cubs coming to town. That's usually a raucous bunch. The Cubs are good, too. So I imagine there'll be some sellouts in those games. That's kind of your roundup, unless Jeff has, like, darts to let us know about. I do know that, my man Jeff, we are going to open the phones for Bleep You at 1 o'clock, and it's going to be thorough. Or did we have to move that? We're doing Bleep You at noon. Okay. Bleep You will be at noon.
6 years in a row, Florida, Stanley Cup Finals run through them.
Six years in a row?
You had the Tampa Bay Lightning 3 years.
Oh, the Florida. State of Florida. I thought you meant the Panthers.
I'm just saying state of Florida. And think about that. When you first think of hockey, do you ever think Florida?
Well, dude, there's a few different things. You ever go down to Florida in the winter? Packed with Canadian people. they want to get the hell out of Canada.
Well, I know one thing. I went to Barbados. I was sitting up here, and they always talk. I thought I was at a golf tournament, and all the people there were former football players, a football player, all hockey guys that go from Barbados to Canada.
Right. So I think as long as you get the right coaches and situations, Florida also has no state income tax. Listen, I understand the appeal of playing for your home country or whatever, but you're telling me I could play in Winnipeg or Tampa?
No, you tell me.
Tampa?
I could be, when I'm at work, I'm in a gym and it's cold. When I leave out of it, I don't have to deal with cold. I can go out to a beach. I think I'll go down south.
For sure?
Yeah.
All right. We were in Ashburn yesterday. The weather was god-awful, but we had a lot of fun. Today, we are 98 days until kickoff. Jeff, something wrong?
I'm cursing all of them out silently.
Are you just refusing to get in the stream?
I get into it. I mean, we got so much stuff going on. Hell, we'll get there.
He'll get there when he gets there, White Brian. Damn it. Why did Jeff have to come over to White Brian's microphone?
Jeff really think he's like Debo or somebody. I will bust his little ass.
White Brian, you can't just tell B. Mitch what to do? You need Jeff to stand up for you?
No, that I was telling B. Mitch to talk into the mic. I didn't think White Brian
believe
needed
me,
to say that.
This microphone catches it on all sides.
Why did you have to walk over right to White Brian's mic to do it?
Because obviously, JP, my mic doesn't have to talk back.
Okay. We're getting to the bottom of things here. We are on the stream. Currently, it's me. There he is. Bang. See? Ask and you shall receive.
Hey, man, when my face is showing, I get paid more money. I'm just letting the people know that's over the stream.
Bleep You, we're going to let my man Jeff lead off. So, Jeff, we're going to hold off on it. But Jeff had a hell of a day. And anybody that's ever dealt with...
Oh, we got 2 days to discuss Jeff.
The DMV, the MVA, whatever it is.
We got to go with the golf course, too.
Oh, yeah, we do need to discuss
that's why he didn't come yesterday. He thought he was trying to make... He had no damn DMV. He was trying to avoid...
Trust me. No, that is not the reason. That will never be the reason.
I don't remember the number. Over under 130.
Over.
Oh, God.
He had 131.
Uh-oh. I was about to say by a point.
By a stroke.
By a stroke.
Yeah. Hold on. But this is the light at the end of the tunnel. The first nine, I shot 66. We redid it. We redid that nine again. And I shot 65. That's progress. There is light at the end of the tunnel. It's a very long tunnel, but it's there.
Yeah, that tunnel about 800 miles long.
That's tough, Jeff.
Hey, you know what? I would just have to one day, I'm going to just keep every stroke.
That's what I'm wondering because I have a feeling the cup's not in the hole.
I like Jeff. Jeff is the true, like when you go, let's say you go to Vegas and you lose like 10,000, but you win the last hand, that's all you're going to remember.
Right.
Hey, man. Gonna have a quick memory.
So, Jeff, can I hit my putter a long way?
Yeah. that was crazy.
I hit your putter about 190 yards, dog.
With no tee. That was insane.
Yeah, I'm not thrilled about that, but that's cool.
It's easy. Just gotta hit it dead center.
We're gonna get into plenty. We got Craig Lachlan joining us in just a minute. We want to talk about Locker has a really cool golf tournament coming up and obviously everything going on with the hockey. We'll have time to get into it later, B, but how much did you enjoy yesterday? Just being out there.
It was fun. It was cool. You know, it's just like, anytime somebody show you a level of respect and you get a chance and you're talking to the guys that are receptive to what you're talking about, it was cool. And then I think even better, Austin been around a long time. Because, like, one thing I was trying to let the guys understand, people get so caught up in where you're drafted. And I told him, I say, Austin didn't come into this league with a lot of hoopla, but he became a superstar. But still have the wherewithal to say, I will return kicks and punts. Remember last year he was returning the kickoff 100 yards, although it was called back. But still, he was out there getting it done. And I talked to the guys about putting the work in. Don't expect it. If you're not going to work for it. So if you want to get it, you got to get it. And also, he said, man, I agree with everything you said, bro. They need to hear stuff like that. So it was cool to just have that communication and that connection.
I think it shows that this team is not dedicated to only trying to develop the first rounders. It's a legitimate 70-man roster now, and everybody that's there has a chance. Just got this tweet from C-Dub. He said, man, seeing B-Mitch on the field helping the team gave me a lump in my throat. It was another example of how this regime definitely gets it. I think that's well said. Here's what I'd like to do. Craig Lachlan joins the show next. We're going to talk to John Keim. At 11, we're going to open the phone lines at noon. We have a ton of audio to react to yesterday from Ashburn. And Peter Rosenberg is going to join us at 1 o'clock. Nobody go anywhere.